Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show at Powell Hall in St. Louis on June 27th. You can also check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast this week, How to Pick the Perfect Wig for Espionaging. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jenny Arrigo from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, how are things in the capital of Ohio?
Great, beautiful.
Now, outside of Columbus, am I right? There used to be a big, giant styrofoam Jesus coming out of the earth.
Is that right? Was there a big...
I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Seriously, when you go from Cincinnati to Cleveland, there's this really giant, large Jesus coming out of the ground. Maybe I just saw it.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Jenny. Bill Curtis right now, filling in for Carl, is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. Ready to go?
I am.
Here is your first limerick.
If my arteries grind to a halt, it isn't the flavoring's fault. It's time to knock sodium off that podium. It won't help to cut out that...
salt.
Yeah. Yes. Big news from the CDC this week. Remember, everybody's been telling you need to cut down on your salt, it's bad for you. They were wrong. People all across America, according to this new study, went out and started enjoying their food with all the salt they wanted because, of course, health advisories have really been holding us back this far.
That's just wonderful news.
Yeah.
Can't wait till they tell me that Ben and Jerry's doesn't make me fat because it seems like it does.
Sure, it's just your imagination. Here is your next limerick.
Slop does not make my pigs trot. So some strange leafy greens I have bought. I'm turning my hog to a Porky Snoop Dog. My pigs grow real big eating.
Brats.
That would be cannibalistic. But no, it does rhyme with that. Leafy greens is a hint. Snoop Dog is a hint. How about pot? My pigs grow real big eating pot. Some West Coast farmers are feeding their pigs weed. Marijuana, they say it adds fiber to their diet, gives their meat a richer flavor. And the pork chop seems really relaxed. But do you end up with, like, special hot dogs? Because if my hot dog gives me the munchies for a hot dog, and that hot dog makes me want another hot dog.
Right. You should put salt on it.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining this pen full of introspective hogs. You know.
All right, let's hear your last limerick. Here we go.
The fourth grader packs a cool punch. He knows filmmakers are a cruel bunch. He filmed his inferior, gross cafeteria. He's exposing his yucky...
It's a two-word answer.
I'm afraid I don't know.
Rhymes with cool punch, cruel bunch.
School lunch?
Yes, indeed!
Yes. Whoa!
Young Zachary Maxwell has shot and directed Yuck, a fourth grader's short documentary about school lunch. He made the film to show his parents that his lunchroom fare was even grosser than school lunches are supposed to be. It's been winning him awards at festivals and marks the first time since the creation of the internet that anyone has actually had a good reason to take pictures of their food. Having tackled the scourge of elementary school, he's very excited for his next doc, An Inconvenient Truth About Dodgeball. Bill, how did our guest do in our show?
Well, Jenny did really well, so we're going to give her the win.
Well done.
Thank you.
Good job, Jenny.
Good job. Thanks so much for playing.